while Mama's things was getting along cooking, she'd go and she'd wash every woodwork that she had in her house, like them doors and things. She'd wash every one of them and mop the floor wherever she did. And every morning. Something I wouldn't do.
What'd you drink for breakfast?
Well, we must all had some coffee. They usually drank a good deal of tea in them days, too, you know.
I guess that was easier to carry, wasn't it? Didn't take so much?
Yeah.
Papa and Mama used to drink the coffee, but they always made us kids drink milk or water.
Yeah.
Every time.
Is that the way it was at your house?
Yeah.
Did you have a cup of coffee at the table for you when you were a little boy?
Well, we didn't. We drank mostly water.
Dipper or?
I'll tell you what, there's a bunch of us boys and the mother.
Tin cups.
She's great on saving milk. But we all had to do the milk, and we had a tin cup hanging up in the barn. And when we milked the cow, we'd drink so much milk before we took it to the house. And we'd take that cup up and clean it up, wash it up about every 6 months, and we was all healthy. You know, nowadays you got to scour a cup every time you stick a swallow out of it.
Yeah, you got to be careful and not get any germs. You can't build up any immunity. Did you have any special glasses that you used for company or anything?
Oh, yes. Once in a while, you'd better get out the stuff. Say, had glasses that way to have company, you know.
Do you have any special name for them?
No.
Goblets or tumblers?
We had
tumblers, yes.
Mama always had a water bucket and then a dipper.
And let's see, when you had a stranger and you wanted him to join you for a meal, when you had a stranger and he came in to join you for a meal, what did you tell him?
Well, he just asked to meet with us. That's about the only thing.
And if he came up to the table and sort of wandered around there?
Well, we had set him down at the table. Sometimes if he's a religious man, we'd ask him to ask the blessing or something like that. Mm-hmm. But Dad never let anybody go away without feeding them. He always fed everybody to come. We all had to stay for dinner.
And if you saw he was holding back and not taking anything?
Well, we'd insist on setting up the table with us.
What would you tell him if he just sat there and didn't take anything?
Well, we just done the best we could to get him to eat with us.
I was just wondering if you'd say help yourself or...
Yeah, we told him to help himself, set up the tables, help himself, make himself at home.
Mm-hmm. And if you were eating with someone and you were offered food and you were full, he didn't care for anymore, what would you tell him?
Well, just thank him and pass it on.
I don't know how it was at your house when you were a boy, but when I was a boy, it seems that we always had half a meal left.
Yeah, that's the way we did, too.
Well, that would come up the next day.
Yeah.
That's right.
Or did
leftovers.
Yeah.
That's right.
How do you feel?
Mother, this gentleman's talking to you.
Feeling any better? Am I bothering you?
My head hurts today. I don't want to talk today.
Oh, okay.
You ain't bothering her, though.
Well, I was just wondering if my chatter here is...
You ain't bothering any of you, Mother. No.
Oh, we were talking about cornmeal. Did your mother ever boil that with water?
What, to make mush, you mean?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yes, yeah. Gosh, we had mush about half the time to me. That's all the evening meal, you know.
No, in the evening you'd have mush and milk.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Evening, we had mush and milk so much, you know.
You just make that out of regular corn?
Oh, yes,
corn?
Yeah. All made that mostly out of white corn. They thought white corn made a better meal than yellow corn.
Yeah. Well, what's the difference between cornmeal and grits?
Well, I don't know.
I don't either.
Do you know what grit is, Lois?
Well, I think it's one is fine and the other is coarse.
Well, the grit must be